For those of you who know your Pink Floyd, you realize that that was Comfortably Numb, which is what I want to be the entire summer, get through the heat. And with me is Ruth Ellen Jacobson, Executive Director of the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, and we agree that that's how we want to handle the hot summer.
Absolutely. No other way.
I've got to know, how does the Symphony Orchestra hook up with the music of Pink Floyd? How did it happen?
Oh, wow. Well, we've been doing a couple of these pop, we call them pop concerts or special events, and they've been so successful that we decided to continue and possibly expand it into some kind of a series for summer pops.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first one. Last year we did the music of Led Zeppelin and it totally sold out. Yep. We did ABBA. We've done the music of the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And we think this is a great fourth try on this new stuff,
Pink Floyd
is old stuff. But
well, Pink Floyd is so huge.
Yeah.
I know some of the music of Pink Floyd. Just monumental sounds. And how is it structured? The local symphony, does it morph into a rock band? Or is this someone who comes in and makes it happen?
There is a rock band that comes in. They mm-hmm. do this all over the country. They're really well known, and they have the instrumentation for the orchestra to back them up.
Okay.
So it makes it a richer sound, and it sounds like Pink Floyd live mm-hmm. right before your eyes.
And now, do they send you lead sheets and what you need for the orchestra prepare ahead and then...
They send us the instrumentation, the music, everything, and the orchestra learns it, and they're the pips, and the, you know.
Do you have any cranky folks who in the symphony who don't like these rock things?
They love it.
How cool is
that? They feel like rock stars, and then, of course, the crowd just loves them for it, and it just is a love fest the whole night. It's great.
Well, and I strongly suspect that Bohuslav Rate, your new music director, has no problem with this. He's a rock star himself.
He is, isn't he? We're so lucky to have him, and he's made such a huge change in our orchestra already. Everybody's on board and excited, and we're going to be a new sound when he gets through.
Well, we have in El Paso, ours is the longest standing symphony orchestra in the state of Texas.
Yes, the longest continuously running orchestra in the state of Texas.
And how long have you been executive director?
About 15 years.
I couldn't
believe it. When
that's a pretty good stretch.
We were going over. Everybody in my office has been with the symphony over 10 years.
Wow. That's really quite the longevity is excellent in the office. Yeah.
So,
now, who was the first conductor when you came in?
I came in at the end of Maestro Eichel.
Oh, all right. Golly, time flies.
Yeah.
I just don't remember from earlier days that the maestros had to have these rock star things. They didn't have, you know, the portfolios that made them such public figures. And
that seems to have
been increasing over time. Is that the case, do you think?
I think it depends on their personality a lot. You know, Bo's so easy to get to know, and so is Eichel, that people were drawn to them, and they became sort of rock stars in their own right.
Yeah.
It just depends on the conductor.
We've got a very gregarious one right now,
which makes
all of this so much fun.
He's great.
This performance is next Saturday at 8 p.m.
Yes.
at the Plaza Theater.
Right.
It is a one-time shot.
Right. And the first half, I think this is important, is going to be the entire Dark Side of the Moon album.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize it's the whole album being presented.
Yeah, for the first half. So that's important to people that know Pink Floyd.
As you were mentioning, that it's the...
one of the top... selling albums of all times.
Oh my goodness. All right. So that's going to be an interesting combination of sequins and pumping fists and all kinds of things happening. Wow.
So everybody needs to come. Everybody's welcome.
Absolutely. Boy, is that going to attract a broad age range.
Well, that's what we're hoping, because it shows that the orchestra has versatility and you know, relevance to many genres, not just the classical one.
The classical sound can back up just about anything or take center stage.
Exactly.
And you have a number of things coming up, a very busy summer. You have your Biggs Park performance for July 4th. Tell us about that.
This is the fourth time we've done it. We partner with the MWR on the base. Wonderful group. They support the base and a lot of events that go on there. And we are going to have a huge 4th of July with fireworks, live cannons, and the Armored Division Band is going to play part of it. We're going to do a salute to the Union before the concert. That's where they bring out every single flag of the Union. Everybody is welcome. It's easy to access Biggs Park on Fort Bliss. You just need your ID. That's all. There's going to be all kinds of food, beer, drinks being sold out there. And just come with your lawn chairs, your coolers. Come out and enjoy the picnic atmosphere, and you'll have a wonderful concert.
That's the place to be, I would think, to celebrate July 4th and independence among the very people who keep it.
Yeah, it's quite a moving evening when you see all the military and their family out there, and it's sort of a gift to them from us and the community who helps support this concert.
That is really lovely. And then moving along, we have Saturday, July 12th, the elegant and very formal Run for a Margarita.
It's kind of a fun night. I think it's the only night run, believe it or not. And for $25 entrance fee, you can either run 5 miles or walk a mile, and then you get a margarita and a meal.
Let's get real. This is about the margarita and the meal.
It kind of is.
Go out and walk and work up a thirst.
That's and we're going to have orchestra members, I hope, get sponsors, sponsor them, and they can compete. It'll be a lot of fun. We have a good time.
And then the way to sign up for that is before July 6th, it's a lower entry fee, and people can go either in person to either of the up-and-running locations on Mesa or George Dieter.
Or raceadventuresunlimited.com.
Very good. So that's the nighttime margarita run.
And there's bands out there. It's
really more than just
run to have fun.
And the whole thing culminates at the Riviera restaurant, 5218 Donovan.
And they have great food.
Yes, that's a really fun event. And last but not least, all the way down to August, on the 23rd of August, 8 p.m., Plaza Theater, another rock symphony.
Yes, we're doing it again. We're going to do the music of Queen.
Ooh, okay.
And that is going to be really, really special. Believe it or not, I had tons of our EPSO board members asking to bring in Queen. So we are.
Holy smokes.
And not actually Queen, but a band. Yeah, and same setup as Pink Floyd.
That is going to be another magnificent evening.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Okay, so the place to go is the Plaza Theater box office, Ticketmaster.com, or you can go online to epso.org, and I believe folks can also call your office, 532-3776, to ask questions and get information on the concert.
Right.
Excellent. Thank you so much to my guest, Ruth Ellen Jacobson, Executive Director with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, previewing the music of Pink Floyd next Saturday, as well as three more big events during the summer. Check out epso.org to keep up with everything that's going on. Thank you, Ruth Ellen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been fun.